When Sarah Palmer faced the end of her 24-year marriage, she sought help from a therapist who asked her a compelling question.
She said that I needed to consider, why would you tolerate the intolerable for 24 years? And that really got me thinking.
The question started Palmer on a journey that led her back to her childhood, to traumatic experiences she says contributed to a lifelong pattern of tolerating bad behavior. That journey ultimately brought her to trauma therapist Deborah Kaplan, who suggested an unconventional approach to resolving the issues that had dominated Palmer's life, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, also known as EMDR. EMDR uses the senses, primarily vision, to help people heal. Clients come to Kaplan with an ongoing problem rooted in past trauma. They may panic around dogs after being attacked by a dog, for example, or fear driving following a car accident. They find themselves stuck in a loop they can't overcome without help, Kaplan says.
So what EMDR does is help bring what is stuck in the nervous system as a traumatic disturbance to a place of resolution. And how that is done is by bringing the bilateral eye movements, tactile, and auditory stimuli to desensitize the original trauma that is looping through the nervous system.
In a typical EMDR session, clients talk through their traumatic experiences and let themselves feel the disturbing sensations they trigger. At the same time, they may track a moving light back and forth with their eyes, hear tones that alternate from one ear to the other, or feel a buzzer go off in each hand. Whatever sense the stimulus taps into, touch, sound, or sight, it goes back and forth from one side of the body to the other. Kaplan says this process diffuses the disturbance.
I have clients that I have worked with from military trauma to childhood sexual abuse to a current day auto accident that occurred in their recent past, and where they are unable to really even focus on the trauma to begin with, or are flooded emotionally when they do focus on the trauma or the sensations. By the time one session is over, they are able to even sit and just begin to think about it. By three or four sessions, they have resolved the trauma.
Studies have confirmed that EMDR is extremely effective. A 2013 meta-analysis published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry found it ranks alongside more traditional psychotherapies and outperforms medications in its ability to treat post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The therapy has been adopted and strongly recommended by the Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense Clinical Practice Guidelines for PTSD. But it's also extremely controversial, largely because no one is sure how it works. According to University of Arizona psychologist Patricia Haynes, scientists have not been able to show why EMDR helps people.
There's a lot of medicines that we give. There's a lot of medicines that are very effective, and people aren't 100% sure why they work. So to a certain extent, in the land of medicine, this isn't as new of a problem. But in psychology, a lot of our therapies are very solidly based on good theory that is well articulated prior to the development of the therapy itself.
That's what's missing in EMDR, Haynes says. The therapy was developed and found to be effective without first figuring out what it does to the body or mind. It isn't clear if the back-and-forth stimulus is actually necessary for the therapy to work, or if just recalling the trauma is what helps people heal. Haynes says more research is needed to answer that question and to fully understand EMDR. But for Sarah Palmer, what matters most is understanding the therapy's outcome.
It was as if something got unlocked. Something opened up, emotionally, certainly. That pain then was dealt with, and I didn't have to live with that anymore. It was remarkable how the weight of those emotions, they were with me, and then they weren't.
For all the unanswered questions around EMDR, Palmer says it has given her a new vision of herself and her future. And that's a gift she'll take, no questions asked. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.